Tomorrow by Damian Dibben. Read by George Blagden. Prologue. 1. Elsinore Palace, Denmark, 1602. It began, this journey of many lifetimes, in an ordinary way. He and I went to pick oysters on the shore. He loved them more than any other food, loved the ritual of unlocking abrasive shells to discover a treasured interior, smooth alabaster and incorporeal liquor. And when he feasted on them, they had a transformative effect. His shoulders dropped, his brow unknotted, and his eyes softened, sometimes to tears.
"We shall have luck this afternoon," he said, pulling on his boots. "The tide is low, so low we could almost walk to Sweden."
He took down his cloak, shook it out and tied it at the neck, throwing the weight over his shoulders.
"And I have a sense."
He unbolted the front door and barged it open.
"Yes, there is still a good light."
When he realized I was not following, he stopped and turned, head tilted to one side, a questioning silhouette in the doorway.
"Where are you, my champion?"
Even now the memory of his voice, as deep and gentle as a forest ravine, makes my heart split like a husk. I hung back in the shadows, half hidden behind the baluster legs of the great hall table. It's easy to believe, now half a continent and centuries away, I had a presentiment of dread, a doomy foreknowledge of what we'd discover on the silt flats below. But I had none. Neither did insolence nor stubbornness keep me there.